Welcome to my podcast with me, Dr. Kate Bartram Brown, interviewing successful people that I know personally that all have something in common. Yes, they all use magic, the hidden sciences, and the mystery school lineage to create success in the modern world. Hello and welcome. We are live with the Modern Mystery School YouTube and podcast. Now, we are joined by two amazing ladies here today. And it's a unique situation because they're mother and daughter. And I don't think we've ever had mother and daughter on the show before. So this is a first. And the reason why I really wanted to have you both on the show was to tell your story because Roxana and Teresa have been through this amazing journey that I think most mothers and daughters can relate to, you know, or mothers and sons or fathers and sons. I think we can all relate to it in a way. And I just felt it was so key to, you know, helping people understand that the path is not just for those that are older, it's also for the younger generation as well. So welcome on the show. And may I ask you to give us a little bit of insight? And I know, you know, this is a subject which you talk about openly, but I appreciate that you are willing to share that, you know, last year things weren't that good, and Teresa found herself in a dark place. And would you mind sharing a little bit about that situation and how it went from that to attending, you know, Galactic Activation, then Healers Academy, and now you have this amazing, you know, relationship? Please, I know it's a lot. Thank you.
Divina Kate, first of all, thank you so very much and Happy New Year for everyone. I have to say that I'm nervous. And Teresa is nervous, me as a mother, because as you said, it's one thing that I've seen in myself, the change, but to see that actually what I've done counted for Teresa, that really brought the peace in my life and the fulfilling, let's say, that yes, we can do something for our children. And that's not giving them money to go to clubs or whatever we thought we need to do. And just, I have to say that this is actually the first time that I speak about it, and we speak about it. I agreed with her to go public about it. Because of course it ended an era, a few years, very, very, very struggling years for us. Yeah. And for me as a mother, seeing my first daughter going like a rebel against me, of course, as a mother, but that actually going against her light and going, and I knew how beautiful soul she has. But she was going darker and darker just to drive me crazy. And I don't know how many mothers relate to that, but I'm pretty convinced a lot. And I simply prayed, and all the classes that I've done, that was my intention and my request. And somehow the answer was, she's actually the card that I received also from Dave Lenian's cards, is the lack of the presence of God. And the answers that I've got, let her come to me. And yes, we did what we knew. Also, we went to a monastery. And then Ambassador Eric Thompson came to Romania and did the galactic activation. And she said, yes, I want that. Something inside her, I was asking her, what made you say yes? And I will let her answer. And then immediately after Galactic Activation, she said, you know what? I want to go to Healers Academy. And I was like, what? And then seeing her performing her first life activation without any help, for a youngster like her of 17 years old, and then for a 70 years old man, that really melted my heart. Because yes, I'm very proud of what I'm doing as a guide, as a teacher, but seeing the light that went through her as a vessel, being at her 20s, it is amazing. And I know that the young generation has to be to know this work, because it's actually for them. Yeah. What I'm realizing is that we prepared everything for them.
Yeah.
To the vessel.
It's so good. Teresa, can you tell us a little bit about how you felt in Healers Academy, or a little bit about whatever you want to share, whatever you want to, tell us?
Of course. Thank you, Divina K, for inviting me here. So where should I start? First of all, a few years ago, I was, when I was a teenager, I fight and with my mother, and I didn't want to do anything what my mom's doing. She doing, and yeah, what I want to do is sleep, eat, and yeah, that's all. Well, first of all, I go one time. At the Modern Mystery School in Empower Thyself. And yeah, I like that. And I don't know what
what did you do the Healers Academy? And yes, actually, how did you feel? Because you were with Modern Mystery School family, and I saw you there without your mom.
I know. It was a proud moment, wasn't it? It was lovely to have you there.
Fish in the water. How did you feel there to be on your own and yet in the family?
Well, I felt like I was in a big family there and a very huge community. And when I have a question or I don't know how to do a circle, magic circle, anything else, they help me and they send me light and joy and love, and this made me very happy. And yeah,
you trusted in yourself. Yes. Enough to do life activation.
Yeah.
And how was that? Sorry.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Because
I remember, I'm also a journalist.
Yeah, we were so excited because obviously you're of the younger generation. So having you in Healers Academy brought a certain, different energy for us, to see that, the younger generation, can respond to this in a way. And I saw you blossom, I saw you smiling all of the time. And that was really beautiful, because I know as a teenager, I really suffered. I did not do well as a teenager. It was a very painful time. And I see a lot of other teenagers and young people suffering. And maybe they are going to dismiss this work because they think it's not for them, or it's not cool, or it's not, whatever it is. So I'd be interested to find out, how did it feel inside of you in comparison to, being out in the world? Do you feel lighter, or did you feel more confident? Is there something you can put into words, perhaps?
Well, when I decide to enter in this course, first of all, I was afraid at the beginning, because I didn't want to do wrong the steps, and mm-hmm. I didn't trust myself. And I say, "Oh my God, you're not gonna be good. You're gonna be
damage the others."
Yes, yeah, and yeah. I was pushing myself into in down, and yeah, they this is devastated me, but I have my friends there and the teachers who trust in me and give me light, and they helped me and say, you're gonna be great, just trust yourself and receive the light and be just you. So I trust them, and yeah, I did the steps, I did all the things, and I see, I saw there was another person in me who who helped me to do everything.
And that's the best explanation, isn't it? When you receive that light and then you realize, oh my goodness, I can do anything. I can do this because I'm not alone. You know, I'm plugged in. Could you both tell me how your relationship has changed, you know, since all this has happened?
I actually, not even my most beautiful dreams, I could expect to have a friend in Teresa. And after she has done the Healers Academy, actually, all the Romanians, we put an intention. And her intention, and then I blocked totally, was I want to help my mom, because now I understand what she's doing and I want to help her help more people. And yeah, now I have something to rely on. And actually at my next Empower Thyself, she was there and she held the space, and I knew that actually it's my time to consider her my closest help. And yes, now we both trust each other to clean whatever is to be cleaned, of course, because also as a mom, I've done a lot of mistakes that I wasn't aware of. And now she trusts me enough to ask me questions. But I have to thank the Modern Mystery School family, because at the beginning, I wasn't the one that she asked for help. But the teachers and the colleagues, and that really was amazing, because everyone helped her as they would have helped their own child. And how about you?
I don't consider my mom just my mother. I consider my best friends, and it's important to do and to be with your mother, because nothing in this world is more important than the connection with the mother and daughter, or mother and son. And the love who your mother brings you in your heart, and is very important. And well, I have a huge family in the Modern Mystery School, and I love them very much. And thank you for what did you do with my mom.
Thank you for what have you done with with my daughter. Actually, the most common question that I have from people who knew Teresa before was, who is this girl and what have you done with Teresa? With the old grumpy, sorry. Teresa. But it is amazing.
Yeah, I think we can all relate to that, because, you know, we've all been teenagers and we can all relate to not feeling good about the world and not feeling good in our own skin, you know, and finding your way at such an early age. And then that connection with your mother is just tremendous. And you're so right. It is like a huge family when everybody comes together. We just want everybody, you know, everybody's looking out for each other and cheering each other on and saying, come on, you can do it, you know. So thank you so much for sharing your story. I know we only had a short time together, but I would love to get you both back on in the future to talk a little bit more about such like. I think we lost the connection anyway. So thank you everybody for tuning in. It's an amazing story, and I'm sure lots of you can relate as parents, as children, and such like. Isn't it wonderful how the light helps us in many different areas of our life? So thanks everyone. Take care for now. Bye-bye.